This is a special story about a Dynamo partnership and need-to-know information about home weatherization. Tucson Electric Power and the Foundation for Senior Living, whose main goal is to improve the quality of life for adults and their caregivers, have teamed up to provide home energy solutions to improve residential energy efficiency for seniors living in the Tucson community. I'm Gina Murphy-Darling, and this is Down to Earth Tucson. And I first want to acknowledge that this show is airing on Earth Day, a very special day for all Earth lovers. I, of course, for one, think every day should be Earth Day, thus a podcast about weatherization, but that's a story for another day. What I also think is pretty wonderful is that we're sharing information about a partnership that is dedicated to helping seniors when it comes to energy efficiency and the weatherization of their homes. And I'm really excited about it. And I mean it because I know what's coming this summer in terms of heat and the number of very, very, very hot days we're going to have. So I think the timing of the show could not be more perfect to help seniors prepare for that. But before we dive into the content and introduce our wonderful guest, I want to ask for your help in supporting an initiative we are also proud to be promoting and partnering with the Pima County Environmental Qualities Clean Air Program, and it's all about keeping our air healthy to breathe. Another hot topic. When it's hot and dry, the dust stirs up. So pay attention, everybody. By skipping a trip in your car or taking a no-drive day just once a week, you can reduce air pollution and greenhouse gases by more than 1,000 pounds a year. And we all benefit when the air is healthier, especially those, a lot of seniors, or those with heart or lung conditions, or who are suffering or recovering from COVID. And I have a very dear friend who is, and air quality really matters to her. And there are lots of other benefits from driving less, like reducing traffic congestion, saving money, meeting neighbors, reducing our stress level, no road rage, and getting more exercise if one of the choices you decide is to bike or walk to work. So please sign the Healthy Air is in Our Hands pledge by clicking on the link in this podcast. You do have a chance to win $100. There's a quarterly prize drawing, but I hope you wouldn't do it just for the $100. It's for the good of the earth, and just remember, you can't win if you don't enter, and I hope you will. So now, please join me in welcoming our very patient guest. His name is Victor Sylvain, and he is the Maintenance Tech Manager, Foundation for Senior Living. He was born in Nogales, Sonora, Mexico, and immigrated to Arizona at the age of 12 in 1985. So this is the just bold, exciting, shouted out part. For the past 25 years, he has rehabilitated and weatherized homes in southern Arizona. Victor, thanks for your patience. Thanks so much for being here. And I can't think of anybody who might be more qualified to talk about it than you. And I am eager to learn. So thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. And good morning to all.
Good morning. I think it'd be great to start to explain to me and to our listeners, what does it mean exactly to weatherize a home? What's involved in the process? Walk us through that. And then I'll ask you about the benefits. So what do you do? When you're weatherizing a home?
Actually, when we weatherize a home, it's a lot of things. We all always think about changing windows, changing doors, but it's more than that. So for weatherizing a home, we have to do a lot of testing, make sure when we go in the house, we are going to leave the house safe when we leave. So weatherization, it's savings. It's going to be comfortable, safe, and efficient. So there's a lot of little things that involves weatherization, not only caulking, not only changing weather strips, it's more than that. We also work on appliances. We try to put efficiency on the appliances instead of using old appliances that efficiency value is very low. We put new appliances so the client can save. So we help the house for the client can save their pockets.
So let me just interrupt and ask a question, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. Do you mean literally, like, would you buy someone a new refrigerator if theirs was 25 years old, or is that a big appliance? What kind of appliances do you replace?
We replace refrigerators. If they're older than 10 years, we go with the Energy Stars, and we make install a new one, so it could be efficiency on their pockets too. We also replace like HVAC units. If the HVAC unit is older than 15 years or the SEER value is very low, we put a higher value, SEER value, and they'll save money too. We also replace furnaces too. If they have a swamp cooler and furnace, we replace a furnace and with a energy efficient, no, they could burn better gas.
Right. I just want to say that I always throw my own experience in here because I am a senior. I know I don't look like it, everybody, but I am a senior. And mm-hmm. We had to replace our air conditioner, and we had one that was over 20 years old. The difference in our electric bill was remarkable because there have been so many advancements in the energy efficiency space. And I think after we get off this call, I'm going to find out from you privately how I can get a new refrigerator because mine's over 10 years old and I really don't like it. I had no idea, and I'm being serious. I was thinking weather strips, put stuff around the windows, you know, get window coverings. But this is really doing a deep dive into looking at the home as a complete unit and helping seniors on so many levels to get their home more energy efficient, lower bills, and healthier. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, and just to let you know, it's not only for seniors here in Tucson, Arizona. We do it for any low-income family that can qualify. The program is also for families that can qualify.
I'm thrilled that you told us that. So when you're doing your assessment, what are you measuring and evaluating? What needs to be done?
Well, first of all, we do a blow door test. It's called
a what?
So a blow door.
Oh
blow
yeah,
door test.
You seal the door off, and that big monster comes in and blows air.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. It's a red big fan that we have to suit up.
Got it.
Yeah, and we look through all the air infiltration to the home. We concentrate a lot in the duct system because that's where you're gonna pay your money. You're gonna use your HVAC or your furnace, or you can use electrical or gas. You want for that a cool air or hot air to stay inside your house. So we seal all the duct system and try to leave it as best as possible. Then we worry about the envelope. We try to seal the bigger gaps. And if sometimes you have bigger gaps or cracks in the walls or little cracks, then a lot of people worry. But we worry more about pressures inside the house. If we don't have no pressures inside the house, those cracks that you might have around your window or door, they're not going to work. When you create pressures inside your house, that's when those cracks are going to work. And by eliminating pressures, we test each room to see how many air it's getting and how many air is going back to the return.
Got it. So you're measuring air.
Yes, actually, okay. we're measuring air, where it's coming from, how can we get rid of it, and we try to make the house safe. You don't want to make the house too tight because that could make an effect too, okay? So you want to leave the house in not too tight, but definitely not loose, okay? Not open to outside.
And I'm glad you brought that up because I remember I did a tour with some of the TEP folks. I mean, Victor, it had to be 10 years ago or 12 years ago, and it was the Energy Star homes. Mm-hmm. And that's what they were finding, that there's such a thing as two sealed. And then you're actually, if you have impurities inside your house, they don't escape. So I'm really glad you brought that up because it has to be not too tight and not too loose. Mm-hmm. And then after you do all that measuring, and then what are some of the things you do? And then the last question is, I always have three-part questions. Do you measure it after that? Is there a before and after measuring? So what do you do once you find out all of the things that need to be done? Do you come up with recommendations and a plan? What's the next step?
Well, for us, it's a little bit easier because we have the funding to attack what we're going to have to do. Once we do the first test, scope of work is created. So the HVAC is too old, or we want for that efficiency to be in the home, we replace the HVAC. If the stove is burning high carbon monoxide, is producing high carbon monoxide, we also replace the stove. That's a safety matter. So we don't want to entrap any of those fumes inside the house because we can do something wrong, bad to the family, no?
Right, right.
So just in case, if we tie the home too much, we also install some fans. They're called ASHRAE 62.2 fans. And those fans, they go in a bathroom and they're on 24/7 all year, 365 days a year. And those fans, you're going to spend no more than $12 a year. So those fans, they help you to, you know, make the house breathe. You don't want for the house to be suffocated. You want for the house to breathe. So once we have the number that we were satisfied, then we're okay to leave all the appliances. We test all the appliances, gas appliances, and they have to have a certain number of parts per million burning of carbon monoxide to leave the house safe.
Okay, so I have to ask this, and I don't know if it's in any particular order. And then you measure everything, and it's like you give it the seal of approval, so to speak. We're safe, we did our job, and Hakuna Matata, let's go. Okay, what part does TEP play? And I'm seriously asking that, and they are a longtime great partner of Mrs. Green's World. Do they provide funding to help purchase some of these things? What is their role in this dynamic partnership?
It's the funding. The funding, they provide the funding, but they very concentrate of whatever we do, try and do it for efficiency. They also cover us for some safe health and safety measures that, for example, like a water heater, electrical water heater, that's a health and safety item, so they also pay for that. They pay for a lot of duct sealing. They pay for HVAC. They pay mostly for electrical appliances.
Which is huge. If you're a senior and you're living on your Social Security, my guess is that a $1,300, $1,500 refrigerator is not in your budget. I mean, some appliances, I had a friend that just spent $3,000 on a refrigerator. And I said, does it take things out and pour it for you? But things are so expensive. So providing the funding is everything, or there probably wouldn't be a program. So kudos to TEP. And part of what I love doing in this partnership is really sharing with people who listen about all the good that TEP does that you might not know about, because this is really a good thing. And we have lots of seniors in lower income positions in Tucson and Pima County. So that makes me happy. That sparks joy in Mrs. Green's heart. So here's a question. Are you swamped with applications, or do people not know about it, or are they afraid to apply? What's your traffic like in terms of this amazing program, which I hope will go remarkably up after this podcast, but are people jumping on board, and why wouldn't they be?
Right now, we're, you know, getting on. We have been with this company for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. We'll be in 2 years on July. So it's a little bit kind of slow. We need to promote the word a little bit more because they don't know the company. They don't know what we're about. TEP have helped us with a little bit of outreach in the bill. So we have had few clients from there, but we need more clients. A lot of people don't know about this program. So we're looking for more people. Unfortunately, what's happening right now about that virus, it's held us a little bit behind. We cannot have no more outreach just right now. So we're looking for people. And it's very easy to apply with a simple phone call. We can pre-qualify the client. They don't even have to come to the office.
And what about, like, I think about it, I'm not trying to, I mean, this is kind of going off topic a little bit, but I know that Pima Council on Aging has done amazing things for this community over and over and over, year after year after year. Are they a possibility? I mean, are they aware of this program? Because if not, they should be. I might take that on.
Yeah, they are aware because we have a few meetings.
Great.
And they were on board. So all of those little organizations around Tucson, they're starting to know about FSL. So they're recommending their clients to our facilities or our phone number.
Great, great. And I think it's interesting that you said, and I was not aware of this, that other people are eligible. They just have to meet the income eligibility requirements. It's not just seniors. And I'm really, really glad you brought that up. So now tell us, is this something that's only available in Tucson and Pima County? And I guess the first question I should have asked is, what is the Foundation for Senior Living? What is FSL?
FSL is an organization that gives a service to seniors before weatherization, I think, because they're from Phoenix, actually.
Okay.
So that's when I met them. So down here in Tucson, the funding is available. So they were, you know, kind enough to take the funding here in Tucson and help us out to keep our jobs. So by them coming down over here, it helped Tucson to keep the funding. Now, up in Phoenix, they serve the senior citizens, and they also have their weatherization program.
So I have a big question for you. I did my homework a little bit. They wrote a blog on March 9th about funds available to help low-income households in Tucson. Is that your picture on the website? I'm just dying to know because they didn't send me a headshot for you. I haven't seen it yet.
No, that's actually from Phoenix.
Okay.
That's actually
okay.
People from Phoenix. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that, and I mean, I could always make jokes about, no wonder people are reluctant to apply if it's from Phoenix. And I'm so kidding. They do great things, and we partner with them in so many ways, and we are one state that needs to be united to make things like this happen. So, of course, the website will be there on our page, and it's just easy. It's FSL.org, so that's not a problem. So, and I didn't ask this, is FSL, it's national, correct?
FSL is not national. Weatherization is national.
Got it.
Weatherization.
Got it.
Is all over the United States. I think they go all the way to Alaska. I don't know if on Hawaii or Puerto Rico they're going.
Well, if they need anybody to sign up for Hawaii, I can learn the job. I'm sure that I can do that.
Yeah.
So is there anything else that you want to share with people? Because I think we really covered it. We covered what the process is, how they apply, what you do, what the benefits are, what they can receive. And it's really just a matter of applying to see if you qualify, right?
Yeah, and it's we're very local. Everybody will know how to get here if they need to. If they don't want to call or they want to drop their applications, we're very close. And we have a Spanish speaker and English speaker, just in case somebody don't speak English, we can also help in Spanish. So the matter is only picking up the phone and dial the number. I don't know if it's okay if I could give it to the air.
Totally, totally.
Area code will be 520-485-4985. And Henry and Joyce are the people here in the office that take the phone calls, and they can pre-qualify you right and then.
And we'll put the number on the show page as well. And even with talking to you, I think about the part I can do, because we always want a call to action. And a lot of people that listen to our show are very community committed. They are active in other organizations or the organizations they work for. And I was thinking, I'm part of this green storage program with Local First and the YWCA and some other organizations. And I'm going to something, the House of Neighborly Service, which is a whole project in South Tucson. And I'm going to ask the coordinator there if she's aware of it. So all of us can help spread the word.
Yes.
Almost every show that I do, there's a call to action, and we can help support you and in turn help support seniors and in turn help support the health of the planet. This is a green trifecta to me. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy that TEP sent you as a guest our way, because these programs can be missed and underrepresented, and I hope that we can help get the word out through our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, blah, 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 all our social media platforms so that people are aware of it and we do the right tagging so that it's picked up. So is there anything else you want to add?
And I can go through a little typical measures that we do so they can have a little bit more idea.
Oh, good, good. Yes, yes.
And to start, we do air sealing to reduce infiltration.
Okay.
We do testing, the heating and cooling system. If it needs replacement, we'll replace it. We do install a smoke detector just and a CO detector just in case if anything is producing carbon monoxide. We test the water heater, stove, a refrigerator, we test it. If it's older than 10 years, we'll replace it. We also install sunscreens, and that protects 75% of the heat can come into your house.
What do you mean? Sun, like on the windows?
On the window.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay.
And we installed LEDs also. And very important, we check the insulation. The insulation is very important for a home. If you got good insulation, your units will work more efficient. And at the end, myself, I go and educate the clients how to save energy.
So it's a full, like I would call it full tilt boogie, but I don't know everybody knows what that means. You're like soup to nuts. And it's really comprehensive. And what about, I have a question and you probably can't answer it. And I don't like to play stump the guest, but what about like for air filters? We are seniors, but all of us still, I don't like it, but we can get up on ladders and my husband changes the air filters. You know, I'm not sure I'm going to be wanting to do that when I'm 85. Mm-hmm. Is there any help for people that do that? Because it's not like you come and your work is done. Those air filters so need to be changed. What do you advise your customers to do or your clients?
Well, unfortunately, as our service, once we complete, you have 1 year warranty.
Well, that's good.
So if anything happens, we can go back and check it out.
Right.
But after that, it's client's responsibility. But there's another agencies over here that they do yearly basis service for the clients. Unfortunately, the filters, they have to be changed monthly.
I know.
So that's the unfortunate part. The good part is that, for my understanding, is that we don't like to use those expensive filters.
Right.
They restrict a lot of air. We use the ones that they're more economic and the air flows a little bit better. Those are the ones that we recommend.
It's good to know that, because even with the same thing with wine, the most expensive bottle isn't always the best. So I'm glad you mentioned that also. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, is there anything else? I'm so glad you went over that piece of what you actually measure and that we didn't skip over that, because you can be sure I have a final comment mm-hmm. if you don't have anything to add.
I think I covered everything.
I think you did great. I just want you to know I learned things. And my final comments are, given what is now being predicted to be one of the hottest Tucson summers ever, and it's already shaping up like that because of the unseasonably warm April we've had with temperatures in the 90s, I cannot emphasize enough that whether you are a senior citizen or a young family or a homeowner of any kind, this would be a great time to consider weatherizing your home for yourself to be able to save money, for the planet so that we're not wasting energy. There's just no downside. And here's the other part of it. And I really gave this a lot of thought. And Victor, you helped me add a piece to it. I hope that people who are listening will consider taking that one extra step when it comes to call to action and think about, just for a minute or two, either doing it yourself, checking your air filters, get a schedule for a weatherization because people do energy audits, or contact someone you know and love who might be in low income, senior citizen, and this program would benefit them. Just get out of your comfort zone a little bit, because I'm already, you know, spinning on some ideas. And then I think what I was thinking about when you were talking, Victor, how nice it would be if you do know seniors, that you're the one that offers to go up on the ladder and change their filters for them. I mean, that's what a village raising the community is, and it never ends. So we need to take care of the young ones and the old ones and everything in between. And you know, everybody that listens to me, that when it comes to the current climate reality, we need all hands on deck to change that current reality. And this would be a really great step. So, Victor, thanks for spending time with us to share your expertise. And I can tell you're passionate about it. And you did inspire me to act. It was a pleasure. And to everybody listening out there, take a green step. The world needs us to step up. So thanks, Victor.
Welcome. And just my last comment is that don't be afraid of asking. The funding is here. You have a lot to win and nothing to lose. So here we are.
I love that you said that. You are a great spokesperson for the program and the community. So thank you. It really was a pleasure.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, everybody. Take that green step.